Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
I have started a series of messages entitled Hypocrites. Matthew chapter number 23 and verse number 13, "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." Good families and good churches and good schools can have the problem of hypocrisy. The best organizations with the best standards, biblical standards, can have the problem of hypocrisy. Of the 12 apostles, one was a wicked hypocrite. Toward the end of the millennial kingdom, there shall be multitudes of hypocrites in the kingdom. Even though Jesus Christ shall have the kingdom sown with good seed, and even though Jesus Christ shall rule the kingdom with a rod of iron, still there shall be multitudes of hypocrites in the kingdom toward the end of the millennial kingdom, the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Preachers and deacons and teachers and parents can be hypocritical. I started speaking about some things that hypocrites do. If you are a hypocrite, you might not be guilty of all of these things, but you might be guilty of some of them. First of all, hypocrites say and do not. When it comes to lessons on practical Christian living, don't you think that if we teach those lessons on practical Christian living, we should also employ those lessons in our own lives, living in accordance with them? But so many times, people say and do not. Secondly, hypocrites might bind heavy burdens on others and not carry them themselves. We preachers and we parents are not to be professional burden binders that think our job is simply to bind heavy burdens on others while we refuse to bear those same burdens. Number three, hypocrites do works to be seen of men. Matthew chapter number 23, verses 5 through 7, "But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments and love the uppermost rooms at feast and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi." A hypocrite might stage some work that he does or some gift that he gives so that it will receive the most recognition. A hypocrite might time a work or a gift so that it happens in the presence of the most people or the most powerful and influential people in his sphere. A hypocrite might do something and then start fishing for compliments. It's not necessarily wrong to try to get an assessment of something that we have done from someone that is skilled and knowledgeable in that area. You might seek for some helpful and constructive criticism, but your motive should not be to pump up your pride and to draw undue attention to yourself. If you spend enough time around another person, you might notice a pattern of the person doing something or giving something and then fishing for a compliment. It might go something like this. A person cooks a meal and afterward ask those that partook how they liked it. A preacher might preach a message and then ask someone how he thought it went. A mechanic, a carpenter, a singer, a gift giver might fish for a compliment. Now, sometimes it can be good to get input from other people. Sometimes it might be that someone can help us to actually do better in an area. But what is our motive? Do we want to be seen of men? Are we fishing for compliments so that we'll look better to others? Jesus Christ did not exaggerate when he said, "But all their works they do for to be seen of men." He used that three-letter word, all. When all of a person's works are done so that he or she might be seen of men, then others might soon catch on and take notice of the obvious self-flattery of the individual. A hypocrite's attempts to draw attention to himself might even become obvious in his prayer life. Luke chapter number 18 in verses 11 and 12. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. A person's attempts to be seen of men might become obvious in his giving. One that is not a hypocrite might quietly and dutifully and regularly give his tithes and offerings to a good local church. He might also, as God leads him to, quietly give gifts to people in need. A hypocrite, on the other hand, might withhold his giving until there is an opportunity to give to some special cause, when his name and the amount of his gift will be publicized. Jesus said in Matthew chapter number 6, verses 1 through 6, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. How would you like to put much time, effort, and sacrifice into some work and have hopes for a heavenly reward, but at the judgment seat, find out that the handshake you got, the name recognition, the applause, the pat on the back, some compliments that you received are all the reward that you shall get? Someone might still not see the link between hypocrisy and someone doing church work, so to speak, to be seen of men. Consider this. Sometimes we might work so that our own names are exalted, but have that work disguised as exalting the name of the Lord. Have the front that we are exalting the name of the Lord. That is hypocrisy. Sometimes we might be self-serving, but disguise our self-service as serving the Lord. That is hypocrisy. One might say, Jesus really had those Pharisees pegged, didn't he? He really nailed them, didn't he? Just remember, we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and our hypocrisy shall be exposed. Hypocritical preachers, hypocritical singers, hypocritical givers, hypocritical workers shall be exposed at the judgment seat of Christ. Hypocrisy can certainly be a great problem in some of the best churches and in the lives of the people that seem to have the best reputations. Number 4, hypocrites may hinder others from doing right. Matthew chapter number 23 and verse number 13, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Many hypocrites are not saved. Sometimes hypocrites are religious but lost. Sometimes a religious but lost hypocrite might turn another lost person away from salvation, away from Christ, even when that lost person is on the verge of salvation. Notice that Jesus said that these hypocrites shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. I believe that this kingdom of heaven is the millennial kingdom. How shall a person gain entrance into the kingdom of heaven? By being saved by grace through faith without works. I am going to the millennial kingdom because of the finished work of Christ on Calvary. The same blood that made a way for me to enter into the everlasting kingdom and the holy city made a way for me to enter into the millennial kingdom. How did those hypocrites shut up the kingdom of heaven against men? Why didn't they go in themselves? Why didn't they allow others that were entering to enter in? Consider Galatians chapter number 6, verses 12 and 13. And as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. Is it one of the traits of a hypocrite that he wants to make a fair show in the flesh? Don't hypocrites want to look good and be admired and be recognized and have a reputation of being better than they really are? One way that a hypocrite might make a fair show in the flesh is to offer sinners a religious alternative to Christianity, a false religion. If the hypocrite can persuade a sinner to turn away from Christ and follow him, then that can help build the hypocrite's reputation. A hypocrite of Jesus' day might have instructed the sinner to keep the law in order to enter into the kingdom, even though the hypocrite did not keep the law and was not going to the kingdom himself. Instead of the hypocrite submitting himself to Christ and following Christ and perhaps suffering persecution for Christ, the hypocrite might have turned away from Christ and led others away from Christ in order to get glory for himself. The hypocrite lives for the here and now and not for the hereafter. Their selfish pride stands in the way of them submitting to Christ and helping others to follow Christ. No hypocrite is sanctified as he should be. The hypocrite is concerned about exalting himself and not about exalting Christ. Hypocritical parents set an example of hypocrisy for their children. Hypocritical preachers and singers might win people to themselves, but not win them to Christ. There have been many religious entertainers that were hypocrites. I realize that sometimes we might befriend someone and win them to ourselves so that we can win them to Christ, but the hypocrite may win men to himself with no intentions of leading them to Christ. Let us avoid willingly and knowingly being hypocritical, like avoiding a plague.
Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.